All right, beautiful people. Big Rob PA here on this beautiful day, Thursday in April the 4th. Big Rob, that I guess today is a very influential sister, one of the most influential sisters in West Michigan.
Absolutely, sir.
And absolutely. Has taken off, and her organization is putting on the much needed debate that is going on in Muskegon Heights. Of course, the election is happening in May, and we need to know what these candidates are all about. So we want to welcome to the show the good sister, Lashay Simmons II. How you doing, Lashay?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourselves?
Trying to survive out here in these streets.
It's tough. I get it.
So tell us about, is this Black Wall Street first political debate?
It is. So, oh, wow. Yeah, typically I try to steer very far from. However, I think that this is something that our community needs and can benefit from, and it's a little bit untraditional. So having an organization that can, you know, gather folks that will listen, and the decisions that's being made are the most important for the community. So we decided that this year we'll kind of branch out just a little bit for this special occasion. But don't get used to it. It's probably just this one time. I'm hoping.
Happy you're doing it. We didn't have to do anything. That's good.
I got you this time. I got you.
You can keep doing them. Like, take this.
We trying to pass this thing along to y'all young people. You know, we got more years behind us than we do in front of us. Not like you. You got more years in front of you than you do behind you. So,
Lord willing,
You can keep
don't
on
stop,
going.
Jay, don't stop. Don't stop.
Please, I'm going to find some folks to team up with, and then we'll rotate. You know? Right. Do
that. So what can we expect at the debate?
Well, you can expect for sure the three candidates that are going to be running, which is Darius Mitchell, former Mayor Kim Sims, and then former councilperson Vernell Smith. And really, we just want to ask some open and honest questions. I know a lot of times people talk about transparency, and sometimes that's just as clear as mud. So I think this is really going to give us an opportunity to bring the community in so that they can really get the true answers to the questions that they have. And so you can expect that. You're going to have the Honorable Judge Pittman as the moderator. And so he's really going to make sure that we dig deep into some community issues and figure out who's ready to do the work.
Okay. How did you manage to get all three of them together? Because it's hard to get everybody together.
It is hard. Really, I reached out to each one of them, and I don't know, it might have something to do with having a little bit of pool. I don't know. but we just threw out a couple of dates, and initially we were thinking about doing it the first week of April, which would have been this week. But we do understand that it was spring break for a lot of folks. So if you have young children, you may be traveling during this time. And so we really kind of threw out a few dates and said, hey, which date works for everyone? And this is one of the dates where everyone was like, oh, yeah, I'm available that day. I was like, oh, this is the one we're going with. We're not changing it. And that's just kind of how it happened.
Wow. Great, Rob.
Oh, you're doing just fine. I mean,
I know you have some questions you wanted to ask anyway.
I'm just here to make this whole thing look good. That's
all. Oh yeah, you're doing it too.
Besides Lashay, you know, when you got competition in the building, you just got to make sure your face is shown. You ain't never no competition, PA, but Lashay came in here and she made competition hard for me, bro.
I almost had to check and make sure.
I was still looking good. I went in
bathroom. Oh, you look good. Y'all look good. Promise.
To be old men.
Blessed men. Very blessed.
Thrive on that next level. Be on that next level looking good.
Yeah,
but seriously, Lashay, what why this political arena right now? Why not the previous ones? Why not the ones that's coming up, the elections that's coming up?
Well, I think this one particularly, the reason why, there's a number of reasons, but one of the main reasons is because there's a lot of confusion that surrounds that particular city council. So, and there's a lot of opinions out there. And I think that being a neutral person, it allows folks to come to a space, a neutral space, and express their concerns and get questions answered. And what better time than now? I think the city is in a positive space. It's in a positive trajectory. Are there things we need to work on? Absolutely. But there's an upward trajectory happening right now. So there's no better time than now to use your influence to make a difference and make sure that people are aware of who the candidates are and aware that they have the opportunity to come out and vote. And I know they did it in November, but to be able to come back out May 7th and do it again and let the people speak, I think that's why now, because the people deserve to be heard. The people deserve to have a say so in what goes on, and the people have a responsibility. So yeah. What other time would be greater than this unconventional time? I'm not sure if anyone knows, when's the last time there has been a special election?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Lachey, will the public be able to ask questions, or will the questions only come from the moderator?
No, so the public will be able to ask questions. We're going to have a question box, so we may not get to all of the questions. However, the doors are going to open at 5:20 p.m. I know, y'all, we don't typically start things on time as folks of color, but on April 10th, our goal is to start about 6:15, diving right into the debate. And those that are there prior to that, when the doors are open, they'll have the opportunity to put their questions on a little note card. And then we're going to take those up and allow Judge Pittman to go through them and ask those questions. So, yes, we want questions from the community.
Who is the Voters Not Politicians Educational Fund?
Yes. So Voters Not Politicians are our sponsor for this particular event. And really what they focus on is educating voters, especially in Michigan and surrounding areas, about the importance of voting and their actual their power with voting. And so it's not just a situation where they're coming in and say, oh, yeah, you should just go vote. There's actually an educational part behind it that lets you know, okay, if you got an absentee ballot, here's what you can do. So it just provides an opportunity to educate young and older voters with information and arm them with the information. They're actually going to be at the event on April 10th. So they'll have some information out and they can share in depth a lot of the work that they're doing in the community. So yeah, Voters Not Politicians, they are a great organization that's really invested in educating any and everyone about their rights when it comes to voting.
Wow. Lachey, how do you get young folks to vote? How do you get them out and feel like, make them feel like they can make a difference?
One of the strategies that I'm going to use is a large ask. I'm going to go to my network of folks. I'm going to connect with some organizations that have a network of individuals just the same. And I'm even planning on knocking on doors as if I'm campaigning, because just as important as it is for them to campaign, it's important for us to get out there and share this information just the same. Not everyone is on social media. So if I happen to pop up at your door and say, hey, just want you to know this is going on, and would you spread the word? So we're going to put our feet on the ground just the same and meet them where they are. I'm not expecting you to necessarily come exactly where I am. I'm going to come to where you are and ask that you come out and do a solid on May 7th and vote for who you believe is going to be the best candidate to fill that position. But furthermore, before anyone makes any decisions, come out on April 10th and listen to what each individual has to say. So we're going to put our feet on the street.
Wow. How do we get more young people to run for office, period? I think it's been a long time since we had somebody maybe under 40. I think Patrice Johnson, Shar Green, and they were young. They were able to bring younger perspective. What we see across the country in certain cities, you see a bunch of older people making decisions for young people, and there's no balance.
Yeah.
How do we get our young folks to get engaged and run?
Well, I can't speak for all young folks. Me personally, I'm not one that, I don't know if I would ever really run for a seat. I say that today. Today I say no, but you never know what life brings you or where you end up. But I think being welcoming is one of the first things that we can do. I think as a young professional myself, I don't want to go back and forth about things that are super irrelevant. I think that as young individuals, we are very action forward folks. And so I personally am not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about the same thing. Once we make a decision, it's time to move on it. And sometimes when you're working in these spaces, especially with some of the more mature crowd, they want to go over it a few times, a lot of times, and there's really no progression. So I think the first thing is to be welcoming and then to really listen to those younger individuals that come in. A lot of times when we come into these spaces and we try to offer advice, it's often said to us, well, because you are just coming in, you don't know. And I think that could be furthest from the truth. And then sometimes just from a motivation standpoint, why would a young individual want to come and do it? What would be the reason? Right. I want to stay young as long as possible, and coming into some of these arenas, that's not happening. That's stressful. I don't want to argue all day about stuff that's pointless. You know, are we passing it or are we not passing it? And if we're not passing it, tell me why. Like, where does this make sense? And I think that the mindset is just totally different. So until we can have someone in a space that can bring both mindsets together, I think it's going to be a huge clash. And I'm not interested in arguing with anyone that's my elder. I don't want to do that because that can, you know, get out of hand and I would feel bad. And I just don't want that kind of experience. So I think the big thing is nothing about it looks attractive right now at all. It looks not like help. A headache, and I got enough of those.
Yeah, it's not help. Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, no, you're doing just fine, brother. I'm sitting here listening. I told you, I'm just here to make you look better. That's all.
All right. Well, I got a few more questions. I'm trying to include him in the conversation, but he over there doing his taxes. You got a couple more weeks, bro. Republicans and Democrats, I know this is a nonpartisan race, yeah. But I want to ask you, how do we get our younger generation to look at both parties?
Well, I think the younger generation does look at both parties, if they look at any party. If they're looking at any party, I'm just telling you the truth. If they're looking at any party, they're looking at both parties. But I think for us, especially millennials, we're not identifying as Democrat or Republican. Okay. We're identifying as what makes sense. And I've talked to Republicans that have had fair views. I've talked to Democrats that have fair views. Right? So I don't think anyone specifically looking at Democrat or Republican. People are looking at change. So whichever way on the fence you align, that's fair. Who's making the change? And I think that's what we're looking at, especially myself as a millennial. I'm looking at change. I'm looking at growth. I'm looking at opportunity. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat makes me know, never mind. Whether you don't identify with a party at all makes me know, never mind. What are you going to do? That's what I care about.
In the upcoming weeks, we'll probably have Robert Kennedy on radio and probably Cornel West. Are these candidates getting any kind of conversation among the young Black millennials?
What do you mean when you say, are they getting any kind of
like, are they being talked about? Are people saying, well, Robert Kennedy, I like his perspective. You know what I mean? He's an anti-vaccine guy and, you know, less government involvement, but he's a Democrat. He runs similar with the Democrats. And you got Cornel West, who's challenging Washington, D.C., challenging the status quo, kind of like a Black Bernie Sanders. Are you hearing people talk about them? Because Cornel West is running for president. We just, he never come up. His name don't come up a lot.
Yeah, no, I'm being completely transparent with you. No. everyone's talking about Beyonce and the cowgirl stuff right now.
Oh, really?
You know, so honestly, no. And if they're not in that space, if they're not in the political arena, no, you know, they may jump on the bandwagon maybe later on, but not really. The only person that I've really heard a ton about or have seen is, gosh, I'm totally blanking on his name. He's been here a few times. I just saw him in Benton Harbor.
Oh, Hill Harper.
Hill Harper. Oh, my gosh. Sorry. Yeah. But I think that's because he's more visible. People see him. You know, we were walking shoulder to shoulder, walking into an event together. I'm like, oh, what's up, man? So people are talking about him a little bit, but.
Okay.
No.
That's good. That's good. Well, next week, Wednesday, 6 o'clock p.m., the Lewis McMurray Conference Center. She's serving some chicken over there, family, some fried chicken. So,
potato salad.
Potato
some
salad.
Some greens. With no
pork head in. Cheese.
Y'all know how these folks come out and be disappointed. I got and a few sliders.
We got should have got here early. We ran out. Y'all missed it.
Yep.
First come, first serve.
That's what I'm going to tell them. Yeah, we ran out of that. That's crazy.
So but how long you think it'll last? A couple hours?
Yeah. Ideally, we like I said, we would start at about 6:15-ish and be done about 8 o'clock if possible, because we want to be respectful of people's time, but we also want to make sure that people have an opportunity to ask the questions that they want to ask or have the opportunity to have the conversations that they want to have. But afterwards, we definitely will leave some time for them to go up to each candidate as individuals and just talk to them, have them expound more on maybe something that they said if they need to. So, yeah, that would be ideal to be out of there by 8 o'clock. But I told Judge Pittman already, if it gets spicy though, keep it rolling. Let's keep it going.
Shots fired out here.
Hey,
I love them feisty debates. I like
we
them.
Good do. Ones. We can be respectful and disagree. I really want this to be a debate. Man. Don't come out here and just give the old okie doke answer. Let's tell the truth. Let's talk about it. Because if we don't talk about it, how can we fix it? How can we rectify it? And I think that the community and the people have gotten tired of the bureaucracy, and they've gotten tired of that good old, yeah, I'm running on transparency. What does that mean? You know, I think people want to hear the truth. They want to hear the real. And that doesn't mean you have to do it in a disrespectful manner. And so I'm interested in seeing what these candidates are going to come and what they're going to say when they come and how they're going to answer these questions. And as just a little heads up, they don't have the questions ahead of time. So they're
not even prepared. Okay.
No. The questions will not be given ahead of time.
Wow.
When you come in, you're answering the question on the fly, because if you give enough time to prepare, you'll tell me anything. I want you to tell me the truth.
Oh, you trying to see how they thinking, how they good on their feet. All right.
I got to see it.
Well, we got three good candidates, and all three of these candidates are raised in this community. So they are, we should know them already, but now we're about to know how they feel about certain things. And next week, Wednesday, April the 10th, 6 o'clock p.m., make sure you tap in, be in the place. Are you going to stream this live on Facebook, anything?
Yes, we are going to stream it live. We're going to have to figure out some things. You know, we're not as good as screening live as you all. So we may be calling like, hey, can y'all help us out a little bit? We don't know. But we'll definitely try to figure it out.
We got some Wi-Fi. We can help y'all out.
We got some Wi-Fi. Listen, I checked that yesterday.
As long as we got the Wi-Fi, we good. We can help.
All right. We got that. So, again.
DJ Q89 is all right. That's his department.
I'll be calling like, hey, right. Brother, can you come help me out real quick?
Right. No doubt. Well, thank you for being available. Thank you for doing this debate. We were planning on doing one, but now we're good. The community get to see one. You got a great moderator with Judge Pittman. These are all Muskegon Heights people talking about Muskegon Heights issues.
Yes.
Put on by Muskegon Heights people at a venue in Muskegon Heights.
Yes.
The flyer is probably designed by somebody from Muskegon Heights, right?
And is. And is. So, yeah. And we're just super grateful to have the opportunity, honestly, and to have Voters Not Politicians, you know, sponsoring us. You know, they were excited about it. And we were like, all right, let's do it. So it's exciting. I'm excited.
All right. Wednesday, 6 o'clock, family. We see you there. Thank you, Lachey.
My pleasure. Thank you.